morning. It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Wednesday, May 8th, 2019. We have a lot of ships on our Columbia River ship schedule today. I've been so busy. Looks like maybe almost 20 ships today on the schedule. In our marine weather forecast, we have north winds 5 to 10 knots with gusts to 15 knots, becoming northwest 10 to 15, gusting to 20 in the afternoon. So kind of windy and choppy out there on the water. Wind waves from the north 3 feet high at 4 seconds apart. Northwest swells 6 feet at 8 seconds. Patchy fog early in the morning. And today we have a marine layer. You may have heard that expression in Gordon McCraw's broadcast and other weather reports that you may be seeing. So I thought it'd be interesting to talk about what a marine layer is and how you can tell when there's one here and what effect it has on our weather. But first, let's take a look at our Columbia River ship schedule for the day. We have five inbounders, looks like about seven in our Astoria anchorages, and about six outbounders heading downriver and out to sea. Our first arrival in the river is the Maratha Prestige. She's arriving from Sacramento, California. She's headed for the Vancouver anchorage upriver. She'll pass Astoria around 11:30 a.m., and that would put her in the Vancouver area by about 5:30 this afternoon. We have the cable ship Anik arriving from South Korea. This is interesting. She is going to the shipyard at Swan Island. I think she's a cable ship. If so, she is a vessel that does telecommunications cable. So 12, maybe about 1:30 p.m. past Astoria inbound for her. About 6 hours later, she'll be in Portland headed to the shipyard. The ISS Breeze is arriving from Japan, headed for Kalama's anchorage. She'll arrive there past Astoria maybe around 7:30 p.m. That would put her in Kalama by about midnight. The Morning Claire is arriving from Vancouver, British Columbia, headed for Portland. She's got brand new Hyundais on board, so a car carrier. She'll pass Astoria around 10:30 p.m. inbound. And the tug C-SPAN Raider is arriving from Vancouver, British Columbia, headed for Astoria Pier 2 at the port of Astoria. What this tug usually does when she comes in is she comes down from the Puget Sound area towing a barge. She's a Canadian tug, and she hands that barge off to a U.S. flag tug in the waters off of Hammond and Warrenton. She goes to the port of Astoria to pass customs and other inspections, and then she will pick up a barge. So if you see a barge anchored off of the downtown waterfront here over towards Tongue Point, that's probably what the C-SPAN Raider is coming to pick up. And then she'll when she gets through with all of her work here, perhaps fueling up while she's in Astoria, she'll pick up that barge and take it out to sea to another destination. In our Astoria anchorage off the downtown waterfront, we have the Aegea Skeppy. She's awaiting orders along with the First Sky, the Louisiana Mama, the Duryea Chand, and the Proteus. And at the Rice Island anchorage, a little bit upriver from Astoria on the Washington side past Tongue Point, the Scythia Graeca and the BLC First. These are all bulk carriers. Most of the ships that we see waiting in our anchorages on the river are those dry bulk carriers. Occasionally you see a tanker out there. The way you can tell the difference is that the bulk carriers have hatch covers, big, big hatch covers that look like the tops of boxes kind of things on those big open cargo holds on deck. If the ship were a tanker, it's essentially a liquid bulk carrier, and so you'll see lots of pipes and valves and things on deck instead of hatch covers. But the ships that come in, we export quite a lot of raw materials out of the Columbia. We're a big export area. So we export agricultural products like wheat and corn, soybeans, and dry mineral products like soda ash and potash and copper concentrate, things like that. So for that, you need these dry bulk carriers primarily that have big, big cavernous holds that you can take the top off or open it. Usually big electric motors open up the hatch covers, and then they pour using chutes and tubes, wheat, until they fill it up. So sometimes if you're watching a ship like that load cargo, it will sit for days while wheat pours out of a silo through a long tube that hangs over the cargo hold and just pours wheat in until, and we're talking about something as big as, you know, several stories high, really, really large, giant bulk bin there. So it can be time-consuming to fill those bulk carriers, but that is a regular process that happens on the river all the time, where bulk carriers come in empty and leave loaded, and you can see them when they're sitting out in the anchorage. You can see that they don't have any cargo in them because they're sitting so high in the water. They have a lot of that dull red bottom paint showing, and when they come out, downriver and out to sea, they're kind of hunkered down in the water from the weight of that cargo, which makes them much more stable at sea. And our outbounders, we have the American Endurance. She is a tanker, probably refined petroleum on board, heading out of Portland around 9 a.m., so maybe about 3 p.m. past Astoria outbound. We have the Chesapeake Highway. She's carrying Toyotas, but leaving about 1 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 7 p.m. The Sarah Leader is leaving Vancouver with Subarus on board, another car carrier, around 1:30 p.m., so maybe 7:30 past Astoria. The Leon is a bulk carrier leaving the port of Vancouver with wheat on board at about 5 p.m. outbound. And the Ken Go is leaving Kalama with wheat at about 5 p.m., 6 hours from Vancouver to Astoria, about 5 hours from Kalama. And the Astoria, that bulk carrier that was sitting in the Astoria anchorage for a while that I mentioned last week, is leaving Portland with potash on board at about 6 p.m. She'll pass Astoria outbound around midnight. Well, let's talk about marine layers. I was listening to Gordon McCraw yesterday talk about the marine layer is coming in, and I thought, wow. So I looked later in the afternoon. I was just driving around, and I looked, and I was noticing how soft the weather seemed. It was sort of like a big, soft, sort of cool, kind of foggy weather system had moved in. And that is kind of what you tend to see when there's a marine layer. So I thought we'd just talk about that for a minute. A marine layer is essentially, it's an air mass that develops over the surface of a large body of water, like an ocean. In our case, most of our weather actually comes to us off the water. It creates a temperature inversion, which is a deviation from the normal atmospheric situation where certain temperatures of air are trapped at certain areas in the layers of atmosphere from the ground up to way high up above the ground. So during an inversion, warmer air is held above cooler air, and it causes a situation that can often create fog. So here we have this situation where it's almost like a big cloud rolls in off the ocean and sort of creates this sort of soft. And if you look out, I'm looking out the window here, I can see that there's kind of a foggy sort of, it's not quite foggy where you can't see things, but it's like almost like there's a little bit of a cloud settled over Astoria right now. So the offshore marine layer on the west coast here is typically propelled inland by a pressure gradient that causes the weather to be sort of pulled in by rising heat inland. And you can see the weather systems that are happening inland. So our weather is going to switch around tomorrow, and things are heating up inland, which has kind of pulled this marine layer in from the ocean. But tomorrow the weather's going to turn around, and we're going to have east winds, and it's going to blow that heat temporarily in from the inland area where it's warm. And that's where we're going to get our almost 80-degree temperatures tomorrow. So it's almost like this marine layer is sort of the precursor. As the hot air is rising inland, it's creating low pressure and kind of pulling this marine layer in. And so weather is just such fascinating stuff. And so this cool weather that we're having, this marine layer, is sort of the preamble to that warm weather that we're going to have tomorrow or so, when it could get up in the 80s here. Wow, when does that happen? So anyway, just interesting little tidbit about today's weather. I personally love marine layers and love the clouds and love all that kind of stuff. But the warm weather will be nice, too. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime, and weather is certainly a maritime thing. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.